Both of the non-commercials for the next week are today. The London National Theatre production of King Lear will be on the big screen at the Murdoch Theatre, 536 North Broadway, today at noon and 7. And tonight in WSU's Hubbard Hall will be a new Oliver Stone movie with discussion following. The movie is called South of the Border, and it's made up of Oliver Stone's interviews with 7 elected presidents from Cuba and South America. The movie starts at 7 in 211 Hubbard Hall at WSU with discussion led by local people following. And commercially, we have a movie I have more respect than liking for, but I seem to be in the minority, in Blue Valentine, starring Oscar-nominated Michelle Williams and Ryan Gosling, who were among the executive producers, and director Derek Cianfrance was one of the screenwriters. So my guess is Blue Valentine is pretty much what they wanted, whether it's what I want or not. And I should want it, because it features a lot of the things I keep harping on. It's utterly realistic and convincing if you can accept a pretty grim point of view about life that I don't doubt is shared by a good many people, at least from time to time. Williams and Gosling share a married life that doesn't seem worse than what a lot of people go through, with a toddler who is Hollywood delightful and enough money for a comfortable life, if not a lavish one, such as Hollywood likes to pretend is average. It's true that Gosling has no ambition and at times seems a little less than grown up, but he works and brings home his money and doesn't cheat or drink to excess or neglect wife Williams, who has a budding career that seems to be going well, and a husband who says he is willing to go along with anything she wants to do. But Williams, for reasons I was unable to detect, seems to be in a permanent depression that is never suggested to be clinical, and nothing Gosling can do can lift her out of it for more than a very short time, like an hour or so, if that. She apparently would like to join his high spirits, even going to the extent of asking for rough sex, presumably because she can't respond to anything less. But nothing seems to work. Gosling goes so far as to rent a room called the Future Room in a rather odd motel with a big revolving bed and repeatedly asks her for suggestions as to what he can do to help her. Entertainment Weekly, which graded Blue Valentine A, thinks the problem character is Gosling, and so does the Eagles' Rod Puckawatchet, who gave it 3.5 stars. I find the problem in Williams, and don't know why I couldn't warm up to the movie as a whole. Part of my problem is certainly the techniques that almost suggest a home movie with way too many close-ups, many so close they cut off hair and chin, and focus so shallow that backgrounds disappear even when characters are not set in front of uninteresting walls. We never even get a good look at the future room. Try to determine whether it's only one room, for example. There's one scene even I couldn't resist, an improvised street dance to confessedly wretched music by Gosling, but more typical is the famously dangerous bridge scene, which is so badly shot we can't see much danger. The general drabness is all in the cause of realism, which I'm always calling for. I respect Blue Valentine, but don't really like it. I hope others do, because it's a daring attempt at movie honesty about ordinary people, and we don't get enough of that. Jim Erickson, over and out.